What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is... what the fuck is today? Oh, yeah, today's Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. Can't believe I fucking forgot the day. That shit happens. Listen, like I said to you before, in the description, you could see it. Unedited, unfiltered, unscripted. I fuck up. Hey, and that's just part of life. That's human. Sometimes I say the wrong shit. I say the opposite shit. I'm never fucking sober, first of all, when I do this. Usually I'm not sober in general. So what you're hearing is what you're hearing. I went back and listened to one of my podcasts, my wife did rather, and she noticed I said biased instead of unbiased. It happens. What do you want me to do? You're lucky I'm fucking able to talk with how much fucking shit I take. But it is what it is. It's fucking Wednesday. Hump day is what they like to call it. I guess because it's the middle of the week for some people. It doesn't make sense to me because I work every fucking day, as you can see. But it is what it is. Today's episode is a special episode. It's, we can call it a hump day special. Because today I want to talk about something that's very important to me, and that's education. As you can see, I clearly need some. But seriously, this article I'm about to go over with you, I just read the headline like you guys know. I don't read the article. It's kind of like my live reaction. I see the headline, I said, ooh, and then I save it for later. And here we are. It says, New York City accuses dozens of teachers of showing fake vax cards. Teachers union fights back. Accuses dozens of teachers of showing fake vaccination cards. Teachers union fights back. So before I get going in this, I have to make that disclaimer. That's your choice. You want to get vaccinated? Great. Go for it. Jump all in. Heads in. Good for you. I'm proud of you. If you want to do it, that's good. You want to protect yourself. You want to stay healthy. You feel like you need it. Maybe you're obese. Maybe you have some medical issues. Maybe you're of a certain age and you feel like this would benefit you. Good. That's great. If that's what you want to do and that makes you feel safe, go for it. Just want to make sure that's loud and clear before I continue. I don't want no fucking problems. Some people, it's a sensitive subject for people. It is what it is. The New York City Department of Education, or the DOE, accused around 70 teachers. The headline says dozens. I mean, I guess it's seven dozen, but 70 teachers last week of submitting fake COVID-19 vaccine cards. But a teachers union says the accusations are unfounded. The United Federation of Teachers. Man, that sounds like some crazy shit, huh? The United Federation of Teachers. I just picture like all these sexy ass teachers marching with like big rulers. Very angrily. But that's just my perverted, fucked up mind. But anyway, United Federation of Teachers told PIX 11 News on Friday that teachers accused of showing fake vaccine cards will be placed on unpaid leave. Unpaid leave. UFT said the DOE doesn't have the evidence to make such a move. It is wholly improper. It is wholly improper for the DOE to unilaterally remove UFT members from the payroll based on more conjecture that vaccination documentation is fraudulent, UFT said in a letter to the DOE. New York City required its public school teachers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of last September. So those of you listening around the world, New York has one of the strictest COVID policies. Although we are United States, some may differ, some may argue that statement, but we are technically a United States. Each state is allowed to create their own rules, from what I understand, unless Dr. Fauci says otherwise, apparently. Lord Fauci has final say when it comes to COVID, I guess. But New York City says they require its public school teachers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of last September, which is September 2021. So about 148,000 school employees and contractors who work in schools will have to get at least a first dose by September 27th, according to an announcement from Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio and the City Health and Education Departments back last September. So they basically had 27 days to get this first dose or else. So that's 148,000 people. Now, here's my problem. Here's my problem with that. And again, my COVID stance is if you want to get it, good for you. Don't force me to get it. You want to get it, great. Everyone should make your own decision. If you want to say a woman should have the right to her body, then shouldn't that matter whether it's a baby or whether it's a vaccine? I mean, I'm just saying. Anyway, this is very important because education in this country is slacking, if not lacking. And it's slacking, if not lacking, because if you look at the statistics, we are basically just pushing a lot of these kids through the system to get them out the door. And you can look that up anywhere. Anywhere, you could simple Google search, you'll find that. Where most countries like Finland or even, you know, China, they're succeeding. Far, far succeeding us. Far, far. And then tell people that you're going to be on unpaid leave for not getting the shot. I feel like the option should have continued to be virtual learning. I'd rather it be virtual learning than no learning. So what are you going to do when it's 70 teach? What, let's say another pandemic comes up. What are you going to do when that 70 turns into the 140,000? And none of them fucking, all 140,000 don't take it. You're going to put them all on unpaid leave? So no one's going to learn anything? I don't know. Does the government have the right to tell you? Or does the United... what is it? The United Federation of Teachers have the right to tell you what you can do with your body? I don't know. I mean, I always believe that the whole part of freedom in America was to be free to make your decision, whether it's religion, whether it's health, whether it's school, whether it's where you want to live, what you want to do. But I guess things change. So teachers forced losing their jobs if they did not let me go back. See, I fucked up, but I ain't editing shit, motherfucker. I'm gonna keep this bitch rolling. Teachers faced losing their jobs if they did not comply with the mandate or receive an exemption. Last Tuesday, the dozens of teachers accused of submitting fake vaccine cards were told they would be placed on unpaid leave starting Monday. Let's see. This article was on the 24th. Okay, so we have a couple days here. Monday. Okay. Fraudulent vaccination cards are not only illegal, they also undermine the best line of protection our schools have against COVID-19, the universal adult vaccination. We immediately moved to put these employees, fewer than 100, on leave without pay, the DOE spokesman said, according to the Pix 11 News. Now, we immediately moved to put these employees, fewer than 100, on leave without pay. Now, is that fair? Is that right? Now, here are some people who literally want to teach kids. I don't want to fucking teach kids. Do you want to fucking teach kids? I got one of my own. I fucking don't want to teach them fucking half the time. I'm like, dude, let's just get this shit done. Let's go. Come on. I don't have the patience. Do you understand? Like, I want to have the patience. I try. I truly try. I try. I do the best I can. Everyone knows. My wife knows. He knows. I'm like, I'm doing the best I can, man. I'm trying to be patient. But it's tough. But imagine having to teach dozens of these motherfuckers. Some of which have all kinds of attitudes. Some of which have weapons. Some of which are, you know, crazy. And then on top of that, you got to worry about whether or not you're going to lose your job. Because you didn't, you showed a fake card. I mean, if no one got sick, I don't see the problem. I mean, yeah, I guess you violated the rules, but the rules are kind of, I mean, they're teachers. They get sick all the fucking time. The flu, pneumonia. How many kids come in sick and the sniffles and they get the cold all the time? Teachers know going in that this happens. And, you know, we need our educators. The last thing we should do is not only to stay, go home, but to take away their pay. Because at that point, they're just going to be like, all right, then I guess teaching ain't for me, and I'll go find another job. And now we just lost 70 teachers who could have been 70 of the best teachers ever, who could have changed multiple people's lives, who could have created the next Elon Musk. Who could have? But now they are on unpaid leave. Unpaid leave, meaning that they have to fucking just sit there with no money and just live off savings. And if you know anything about American teachers, I'm sorry to say, they do not make a lot of money. They should, dealing with all these crazy motherfucker kids they do. They basically put their life in danger every day. They should be making a lot more, as should first responders. But well, the good thing is, the teachers union told the DOE to rescind its accusation and is prepared to legally challenge the DOE's action. Good. Wow. You know what? I'm always on the fence with unions. I was always like, do you really want to pay into this? Are they really going to have your back? Will the union be bribed and just do whatever they're told based on, you know, but, you know, who pays them? But in this case, the teachers union is actually standing up. Oh, wow. New York has been in the spotlight of vaccination controversy in the recent weeks. The vaccine mandate for professional athletes and performers was lifted in the city in late March, while the mandate for public workers remained in place. Now, see, that is even more crazy. Because think about what that says. The vaccine mandate for professional athletes and performers. Athletes and performers are around more people than teachers are. Clearly, think about an athlete. You're out there. Let's say you're playing basketball. You're playing basketball. What do? You got to go through the crowd, hand high five, high five, high five, high five, everybody. You're the best. You're the worst. They spit on you. They throw things at you. They hug you. They punch you. All kinds of shit, right? Then you got to sign fucking autographs and shit for these ungrateful people, probably, you know, sweating all over you and shit. You're sweating on them. You go in the locker room, you're high-fiving each other, rubbing each other's assholes, whatever you do in there, I don't know, pre-game, you know, whatever the pre-game is, or halftime jerk-off session. I don't know what they do. I don't want to know. I kind of do, actually. But back on track here. You know, they interact with a lot more people than teachers, in my opinion. And that's just athletes. Now, think about performers. Let's say you're on stage, filled arena, 20,000, 25,000 people. You get it. Now you've just infected all of those fucking people. So shouldn't they be, if you're going to force anyone to mandate a vaccine, if you're going to mandate the vaccine, they should be the ones still mandated, and the teachers and public workers should be lifted, in my opinion. Because obviously the performers and athletes, like I just said, are interacting with more fucking people than these public workers are. Unvaccinated Brooklyn Nets point guard Kyrie Irving has criticized the double standard set by New York's vaccine mandate. Irving recently voiced support for Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the MTA worker, Tramell Thompson, who was standing against the mandate. Quote, he's leading a community of essential workers and people who are unvaccinated or had a belief that they want to continue to live their lives against the mandate. And it's unfortunate to see that people are getting fired, Irving told the Daily News. Trammell has done a great job of community together and keeping everyone strong and believe this will change. I'm believing this will change. It's not an easy job, so I commend him for doing what he's doing. But I definitely support the effort to take care of our essential workers and take care of those who have been affected by his mandate. You see, even an athlete is going against the mandate, but I don't understand why the teachers, though. Because science, if you want to go to say science, from the reports that I've seen, statistics I've seen, again, you can Google it. If you like, I could put it in the description. The kids are least affected. But again, teachers need to teach. I think the kids would be more affected by not having an education than they would from, you know, getting sick. I'm just saying, like, or having no fucking teacher at all. So what are these fucking what are these fucking people doing? Just doing subs? Or are they putting more students in classrooms? Wouldn't that be a higher risk of spreading this disease? And isn't that overwhelming for the teacher? Let's say the teacher had 30 kids, now the teacher's going to have 50 kids or 45 kids, however they split it up. Like, it doesn't make any sense. That's a shit policy to enforce. Because how the fuck are you going to, what would you do? What would they do if all 140 whatever thousand educators said, fuck this, I'm done. I'm not doing this shit no more. 70 people on unpaid leave, they better figure this shit out. That's all I'm saying. Because those 70 people, if they don't get unemployment soon, they're going to find other jobs. And then what are you going to do? You're just going to keep mandating people until you decide that, they're all going to comply? I mean, I don't know. I say the option for at-home education or whatever, Zoom calls, Zoom schooling, should have remained. I mean, yet you could argue and say it didn't work. Some people, from what I who I spoke to, some people preferred at home. They didn't have to get dressed. They didn't have to figure out what they had to wear. They didn't have to pack a lunch. They didn't have to fucking worry about getting COVID. They didn't have to worry. They were able to get more work done. But then others said they were easily distracted. They couldn't hang out with their friends. They couldn't do sports. They couldn't. But at the same time, I don't know what they're going to do to resolve this situation. It's an interesting battle. Again, I'm very impressed with the union for standing up against this, being that it's literally the union against the government. I don't know why this is not making more news. I guess the news of Elon taking over is still trending because people are still crying about that. But guess what? It's fucking Wednesday. It's been like 2 fucking days. And guess what? The world hasn't fucking imploded. Twitter's still on there. Life goes on. And I think we should discuss more important matters like this. 70 teachers are out of work. 70 teachers who decided to that they would on they want to educate kids. Annoying, snot-nosed, fucking screaming, crying, possible murderers, possible suiciders, possible germ spreaders. Disgusting, perverted kids. Ugh. Just, can I go to the bathroom now? I have a question. But how come he got to go to the playground and I? No, dude, I'm not. I couldn't do it. I can't do it. I don't know how the fuck. Dude, I couldn't even be a substitute teacher. Do you understand? If they were like, we'll give you $100 an hour to be the substitute teacher, I would have to be seriously medicated. Seriously medicated. Because I'd probably pop off on somebody. Like, bitch, ain't nobody gotta go to the bathroom that so many goddamn times. It's been 35 minutes. You've been to the bathroom twice, bitch. I don't give a fuck what you got. Period, yeast infection, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Sit your ass down and watch a goddamn movie I put on. Cause some of these damn kids, these fucking kids, you gotta be tough with these fucking kids, man. They ain't gonna walk all over me. I ain't gonna be no be no fucking bitch. I ain't the one. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no. Fuck that shit. Sit your fucking ass down. I don't give a fuck. So you bleeding. Well, sit your ass down. This is why I can't teach people or kids. I nothing. I shouldn't even be. I shouldn't teach nothing. Not even a dog. I can't even teach a goldfish. I get too frustrated. The fuck you looking at? What the fuck you looking at? Yeah, man. I used to work in an office. I used to work in a building with people, real people. I used to do that shit. I used to deal with people every fucking day, and I had to tell myself, "Don't snap. CJ, calm down. Don't go fucking crazy on this bitch. You don't need no case." And I had to tell myself that. There were many times I'd sit in the parking lot before work and say to myself, "You're gonna go in there, you're gonna put on a show like you happy, you're gonna pretend like you like these people. Because if they know, if you show that you fucking hate them, it will escalate and you kill these motherfuckers." I'm just kidding. Maybe not. But people do annoy the fuck out of me. I can't be an educator. I can't even be a substitute teacher. So for them to send them home unpaid, I mean, fine, send them home, but give them some. Give them at least half. Give them at least half of their salary. I mean, that's still not enough. Fucking their whole salary is not enough. But it is what it is, people. This is the world that we're in. This is the COVID world. I don't know if this episode is going to be taken down. They may turn around and say it's misinformation. I don't fucking know. I'm not trying to misinform anyone. The article's in the description below. I'm just giving you my 2 cents. You do what you, with it what you want. If you're pro or against it, that's up to you. I don't really give a fuck at the end of the day. I care about the kids. The kids are the ones who are going to suffer. The kids are going to be the ones who are left behind. The kids are going to end up with some motherfucker like me as a substitute teacher putting on fucking Lassie or some shit to watch. Go ahead, watch this Lassie movie. What the fuck is Lassie? Just fucking watch it. You'll find out. You know, and then is that what you want? I don't think that's what you want. So there's got to be some kind of agreement, arrangement, some kind of meeting point has to take place. And maybe, who knows? I don't know. I'll do more research if these 70 teachers will come together and protest or do something. I don't know. Make a GoFundMe or something. I'll look into it. If you guys find more information, feel free. Just tag me on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Until next time, which will probably be tomorrow because I seem to be working every day, as you can see, I will talk to you next time, tomorrow. Always remember, tip your fucking drivers. I don't give a fuck if it's a rideshare driver. I don't give a fuck if it's a food delivery driver. Tip them motherfuckers. I know for a fact, speaking personally, we don't get fucking paid by the hour. I'ma finish recording this and I'ma start driving and I don't get paid by the fucking hour. Think about that shit. So yeah, you may be paying fees for DoorDash or Grubhub and all that shit. You may be paying for the pass where you pay a monthly membership to get reduced fees, but that doesn't come to me. I get the majority of my money from tips, from generous motherfuckers. A lot of you are not generous motherfuckers. You know how I know? Because some of y'all didn't buy my book. $3.99. It's on Amazon. Worthless. Some of you have not signed up for BuzzFeed. Some of you haven't even bought my ass a cup of coffee. You know how thirsty I am, son? I'm mad thirsty. I'm out here driving. I'm recording this shit for free for y'all. And then I'm delivering food most of the time for free because ain't nobody want a tip. This is some fucking bullshit, man. You know what? I'm going to end the show on a high note. That's the show. That's how I'm ending it. Maybe a high note for, I don't know. I'm high, so it's on a high note. There you go. Have a good fucking day. It's hump day, whatever the fuck that means. Rub one out, smoke a blunt, and have a good fucking day. Don't forget, tip your driver. It's important. My book, Worthless, is on Amazon. Killing the game, as usual, motherfuckers. Peace.